The name of my story this morning is Mrs. Potato Head's Lesson. This morning, early, before church, Uncle Floyd, and he's the church sexton. The sexton is the man or woman who keeps the building nice and clean and fixes things when they get broken in a church building. Uncle Floyd needed to go in early to unlock the church because the person who usually does it, the church secretary, was on vacation. So Uncle Floyd took Gator with him to the church, but he dropped Barabbas off at Mrs. Potato Head's apartment at the retirement home. "Did you have breakfast yet, Sonny?" she asked Barabbas. "Yes, but I could eat some more," he said. So she got out her toaster and put a frozen waffle in. She got out the syrup jug. Yes. Mrs. Potato Head noticed that Barabbas was looking at the picture on her, that was a family picture on the dresser there. Can you see it? And she says, "Oh my, that little tater tot in the front was your daddy when he was 4 years old. He was a darling." "And that one," said Barabbas, "is your brother, Officer Spud, now when he was a teenager, right?" She said, "Yes." "And the one with the mustache, that was your grandfather. He's in heaven now. He must have been a perfectly good person to be in heaven now." "Yes," said Mrs. Potato Head, shaking her head no. "He was a very good man, but he could vex me no end." "What does vex mean?" asked Barabbas. "Annoy, rile. Sometimes he would tease me till I wanted to throw the kitchen towel at him. But mostly he was a good man and a gentleman. My, how I miss him, even the teasing." Mrs. Potato Head looked at Barabbas, whom she loves, and she decided he was old enough to learn something about being good. This was her lesson to Barabbas. Nobody is perfectly good. Well, except for Jesus. "Did you think you are perfectly good, Barabbas?" And Barabbas thought about it, and he remembered the time he lied to Uncle Floyd about when he said he did clean the dog poop out of the backyard, but he hadn't. And the time when he started that fight with Gator the other day. And, well, there are a number of times he could think of where he had not been perfectly good. Mrs. Potato Head continued, "Nobody is perfectly good, not a one of us, not in the whole wide world. If we could be, we would not have needed Jesus to die on that cross. But as it turns out, because we have sinned, and because Jesus did die on the cross, he has paved the way for our sins to be erased. We do not get to heaven by being perfectly good. We get to heaven because Jesus takes us there in love." Barabbas furled his eyebrows. Can you furl your eyebrows? Make them go down? Yeah, that's good. Yes. Yes, that means he did not fully understand Mrs. Potato Head's lesson. That's okay. Many of us don't understand. The end.